Welcome back to the Shankly Sessions, the Liverpool podcast we bring you each and every week on the Dynamo Podcast Network. Head over to YouTube, smash that subscribe and bell notification button. Audio versions show are available through Spotify, Apple iTunes. Wherever you pick up audio version show, you will find us there. Just search the Dynamo Podcast Network and the upper tier and you will find all our shows there to that there. This is your Liverpool versus Southampton preview, 3 p.m. Saturday. The Governor, Ralph Hasenhüttl, coming to Anfield to take on the Governor as well, Jurgen Klopp. This will be an absolute belter of a match. Always is, always produces goals. Little bit of a crutch to bear there where Klopp with a little bit of revenge for that loss down in St. Mary's that time, where Ralph decided to celebrate like he just won the European Cup. Was a massive win, of course, for Ralph at the time. They were struggling. So, but revenge will be sweet, no doubt, tomorrow with a bit of luck at Anfield. Let's get into this. Liverpool coming off a really good, successful win against Arsenal and also made a few changes during the week and had another very, very good win against Porto, especially the boy Tyler Morton came into the side and was absolutely brilliant on the night. Southampton coming off the back of a bad loss. They'd been doing okay, but a really bad loss against Norwich last week. Shea Adams giving them the lead, but Norwich coming back into the game and winning 2-1. Really, really bad for them. On the current form at the moment, Liverpool, 2 draws, 3 wins on the loss. Of course, the loss against West Ham definitely put to bed now after the Arsenal result. Southampton in the Premier League at the moment, a draw and 3 wins. The recent loss being the one against Norwich, which was really poor. Hasenhüttl wouldn't be happy with that at all. In terms of team news, I mean, this is a huge game for Liverpool. We can't be complacent in this at all. We're getting the opportunity also to play before Man City and Chelsea, who are playing on Sunday. So we have to take this opportunity to tighten that gap back to 1 against Chelsea and just put a tad bit of pressure on them. Man City, of course, are hosting West Ham. Will not be an easy game, but I would expect them to win being at home in the Etihad. And also Chelsea, I would expect them to do a number on United. But just with that little bit of pressure, you just never know. Obviously, with Ralph Ragnick going in there now, could be a little bit of a change there. Could be that kind of bump that they need. But let's see what happens. Obviously, really, really important that we get the win under our belt tomorrow and we win in a style fitting for us. But let's get into team news anyway. James Milner, Neco Williams and Divock were all fit to return against Porto. And obviously, Diogo Jota, after that injury scare from Arsenal, made the bench as well. So it looks like those boys are all available to pick on Saturday. Obviously, there's hope as well that Naby Keita may be available as well for the Southampton game. Be brilliant to see Naby back. He was in a great vein of form before he got injured. But obviously, Harvey Elliott, Joe Gomez, Roberto Firmino and Curtis Jones all still on the injury list. Curtis nursing that eye injury at the moment, as we know. Joe with a bit of a calf injury, but great to see Harvey Elliott making progress as always, getting very close to coming back. And no doubt Bobby will shrug off his injury as well. Really excited for Harvey Elliott coming back. Tyler Morton, absolutely brilliant, played 90 minutes in the Champions League against Porto the other night. Looked absolutely brilliant, didn't look out of place. Some of those blocks he made as well, some of those cut-out passes that were in the box and stuff like that and all, he was absolutely excellent. But unfortunately, when you move back into the Premier League, he'll probably end up dropping to the bench to make way for the likes of Henderson and Fabinho and all. This is where Klopp rolls out the big guns to put the pressure on. We've got a number of games coming up. There's midweek games next week, as far as I know, and there's going to be a lot of pressure on these guys. So, yeah, those guys will move back in there, hopefully seal the 3 points and reduce the gap from 4-1, which will be critical. In terms of Southampton team news, Nathan Redmond missed the defeat to Norwich because of the birth of his child. Of course, congratulations to Nathan Redmond and his wife. While Stuart Armstrong and Gene Epo are still doubtful through injury and personal problems, respectively. So they're missing at the moment. Jack Stevens will spend some more weeks on the sidelines. He's battling back from a knee injury. And Redmond's expected return could see Diallo demoted to the bench. Chelsea loanee Brogia continues to push for an opportunity up front. Absolutely brilliant player. Deserves an opportunity. But obviously with Shea Adams in good form at the moment, scored the goal last week, but unlucky because they lost 2-1. And Adam Armstrong is beginning to find a goal or two. There's little risk of him being dropped for the Anfield trip. So that's the latest news coming in from Southampton. In terms of possible lineups, Alisson, Trent, Matip, Van Dijk, Robertson back in the side, the back five that we know all too well at this stage. Of course, Henderson, Fabinho, and Thiago. Thiago outstanding at the moment. And Salah, Jota, and Mane up front. No messing about with Jurgen Klopp. The starting 11 is out there to do a job. It's at Anfield. No room. Can't have a Brighton or we can't have a West Ham again. Can't be dropping any more points to Chelsea at this stage in the race for the title. In terms of Southampton, possible lineup, McCarthy, Livramento, the boy Livramento, smashing player. Saluso, Benarek, Walker Peters, Redmond, Ward-Prowse, very dangerous Ward-Prowse, especially from set pieces. Romeo, Eliwasi, Adams, Armstrong. In terms of prediction, I'm going with Liverpool 3-1. Not sure what way we're going to concede. It could be a set piece with the boy Ward-Prowse, maybe. But I expect 3-1. And what I'd really like to see is, of course, the three boys up front all getting a goal each. But we'll take goals from anywhere, of course. But I'm thinking 3-1 at the moment. I think there might be a goal in there for Southampton. But we will wait and see. But 3-1, if you offer that to me now, I'm taking it straight away. Really important that we close the gap. Keep the form going. Back to where we're going to be. Keeping the squad fresh by changing it up when we need to change it up. Obviously, we have a trip coming up to AC Milan as well in the San Siro. But in terms of the Champions League, we're home and hosed into the knockout stages. So it's not going to be a problem. But we remain to be seen tomorrow, 3 o'clock at Anfield. Do not miss this match. Sure to be a belter. Always a high goal scoring event. Till next time, this has been the Shankly Sessions, your Liverpool podcast on the upper tier on the Dynamo Podcast Network on YouTube, Spotify for audio versions of the show. Let's do this, Red Men, and we will talk to you again tomorrow for the match reaction and the player ratings. Cheers.